Streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden to address the nation tonight about his historic decision to drop out of the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris holding her first rally atop the Democratic presidential ticket in the swing state of Wisconsin, telling voters in Milwaukee of her November opponent, Donald Trump.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
ABC's Lana Moise has Republican reaction.
Trump, who has been off the campaign trail in recent days, attacked Harris on immigration. And other Republicans are ramping up attacks, one GOP congressman filing articles of impeachment against Harris over the border crisis. And now, previous comments made by Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, are resurfacing. In one, Vance calls Harris a childless cat lady, questioning her and other Democrats for not having children.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver a speech to both houses of Congress today as protesters angry at his handling of the war in Gaza demonstrate in Washington. This is ABC News. In Nepal, 18 people are dead after a plane taking off from Kathmandu crashed. Only the pilot survived. Investigators in Mexico are still looking for the cause of an explosion at a tequila factory. Five people are dead after the blast at a facility making Jose Cuervo. At least two more are hurt. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill taking a hard look at a popular app used to move money around and accusing it of not doing enough to protect users from scams and fraud.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says Zelle users are losing hundreds of millions of dollars and are never reimbursed by the banks. The three largest banks behind Zelle on Capitol Hill, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo.
They are simply not doing enough.
Cameron Fowler is the CEO of the company that owns Zelle.
More energy for all of us needs to shift to the criminals that are perpetrating the crime.
Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Apple reportedly working on a foldable phone of its own. It's apparently moved out of the concept phase. Could be available as early as 2026. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's running a people-powered campaign to beat Donald Trump. Harris visited Milwaukee Tuesday to launch her presidential campaign, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
So friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 for her campaign since Sunday afternoon. The plane that crashed and killed two people near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh was privately owned and not a part of the air show. The cause of the crash on Monday is still under investigation, and the names of the deceased have not been released. Last year at Air Venture, two people died and two were injured in a mid-air collision during the air show. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work paid. pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee won, Chicago nothing. Bryce Tarang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. High of 76 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Friday, sunshine 83. It's going to get a lot warmer and a lot more humid by the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us for a Hump Day edition next time on the show. Our old friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and much more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Hump Day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning to you. Boy, it is chilly almost out there. But it feels nice.
Perfect.
61 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. I'm going to nail this.
What?
Winds 8 to 10 miles an hour coming from the north.
According to my information this morning, they are from the north at 7.
Oh!
It's still 3,
that's,
right?
It's within 3 degrees or whatever Cameron
miles
says.
Miles per hour, yep.
Yeah, 3 miles per hour.
Happy Pioneer Day.
What?
I'd like to be a pioneer. I would have loved that, to be a pioneer. What? Wouldn't you? There's something I love to. You know, I always have weird things. I have this weird thing when I can't sleep, but I had it last. I was up till 3:30 last night.
Well, it is, in full disclosure, that we were talking before the show.
Yeah, you did. We took a power nap. We came back.
Oh, my God. That we went to EAA yesterday. We'll be at EAA tomorrow. But we have to get up at, you know, 2:33, and that's different than.
So I slept too long.
Yeah.
And then could not sleep last night, no matter what. No matter what. But what I'm saying is, when I can't sleep, I always imagine I'm in like different weird places. I'd always love to sleep in like a covered wagon. I just always had that. I'm not even kidding about that. I've always wanted to sleep in a covered wagon. I was looking at another one. Huh? Just with myself. And another one, I've always watched these videos, and I've told you about this, about guys building these little huts in the wilderness and staying in them.
Right.
And I'm watching this one, and this is something I've thought of, too, that would be really cool. He's building it into a ledge, like a rock stone ledge, so it's completely protected by all the elements. I think that would be fantastic. Like, almost
on
like
a ledge.
It's like a cave on a ledge. Yeah.
Remember that guy we had in here one time who was camping on the ledge?
No.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Okay.
He was in the paper. Remember that guy?
I don't. Todd, do you?
No.
Okay, he did. He fell.
Must have been from
before. No, he fell like 100 feet, broke his back, because he's on the ledge. That's not a good idea to get.
Well, I'd be further in.
Oh, all right.
I'd be further in.
Yeah.
I'd dig it deeper. So that's one of the places I was.
Get up to go to the bathroom, your little, you know.
Just go right over the side?
That's what I'm afraid of, you go over the side.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's also National Tequila Day.
Yeah.
I'm a fan, but I just, it's not something I would order. It's one of those things where somebody says, hey, let's do a tequila shot, and you do a tequila shot.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's.
Okay, what movie is this? Hey, they're barkeep. We'd all like a beer. We have no beer. We only have tequila. What's tequila? It's kind of like beer. And then to give it to the shot. Oh, must be.
be watered down.
Three Amigos in the bar.
Oh,
remember?
No. But anyway, yes.
All right. I love Patron tequila. You ever have Patron?
I'm not. I don't like the taste of tequila. But
Patron is good. It's really expensive.
Yeah, but there's no burn or anything.
No burn. Right? It's smooth. Smooth. Yeah, you can drink it. Just chill it. Just drink it. Sip it. You can. So but it's too expensive for me. It's like $80 a bottle.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Wow.
So no, I haven't.
And it's called Patron?
Patron, which of course, my dad's nickname was Patron. That means head of the house. Patron, the boss. Patron. Never had Patron.
Did you stop?
No. Okay. Tell an old joke day.
I was looking that up this morning, mm-hmm. the oldest joke, and I was they're not funny. So
I know, isn't that true? No written jokes are really funny. Written jokes really make you laugh.
No, I was so we'll find something.
But right.
I gotta find an old joke. It said the 10 oldest jokes and they weren't funny.
I know.
So
I know.
I'll find something.
Okay, thank you. Drive through day.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to honor that.
I'll bet you will. Did you ever work a drive through?
No. No. No, I was a waiter, but no, I never did drive through. No. That that would be interesting. And I've talked to people who have worked drive through.
Some interesting stories, I'll bet, huh?
Especially at like midnight, you know, 1 a.m. They can't even say it. And yet they order it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got trapped one time. I was in college and Jack in the Box. Remember? Did you have
Totally.
They have Jack in the Box. That was the go to place at bar time.
White Castle, Jack in the Box.
I've never been to a White Castle.
Oh.
But there's a guy in front of me, about 400 pounds, sleeping before he got to the thing. Then there's a guy behind me who was like a jerk. And I was literally trapped right in the middle. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? So I finally got out of my car, told the guy behind me, I said, hey, buddy, I'll leave, but just back up. Yeah. But I've seen that before, guys falling asleep in drive-thrus. Did you ever do this? Would you ever do something really juvenile as an adult when you got your kids to like impress your kids? When you're ordering, you use like an entirely different voice. You ever do that?
The English accent.
Yeah. You ever do that?
Maybe.
Is that a very immature thing to do?
They don't know. I went through
hey, man, how you doing? And then you talk normal when you get there. You ever done that? Like, I was trying to sound like Cheech and Chong. Hey, man, what you got for sale?
No, I guess
you never did that.
No, I'm not.
A lot of people have.
I have.
A lot of people have. It's also national. Yes, Amelia Earhart Day.
Oh, yes, birthday or day she went missing or what?
Every couple of years, somebody comes out with a new. We found it.
We found her. Yep, or her. Or she didn't. That one lady claim she was Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. There is a lady in the UP who, for her entire life, and people used to do articles on her. She swore that she was Anastasia from the Russian Tsar that one survived. She lived in Escanaba, I think it was.
Boy, those people are
sick. Isn't that weird how people are just.
Well, remember
that bizarre?
Yeah, there's, not to go down, but that crazy guy that. Remember that little girl that was killed in Denver? And that guy claimed.
Oh, JonBenet?
Yeah,
he did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they flew him back from like Japan.
First class. Yeah.
He's drinking champagne. Cocktail,
right.
Yeah.
It's like just a nut job.
I know.
But,
I still have my theory on that one, by the way. I've got my theory on that one.
Yeah, it's just a weird
deal. I've got a theory.
But, anyway.
Birthdays.
I just want to say that. People who claim to be someone, I mean, people just so are so hungry for that 10 minutes of
fame,
right?
Can I tell you about one of the JonBenet things? I use a different voice even when my kids aren't in the car.
Ooh, now he claims he's somebody else too. We're just talking about people like you. Wow.
Yeah. You know what my biggest red flag is in that whole JonBenet thing?
I don't think her name's Joan.
JonBenet Ramsey? JonBenet.
Yep.
Here's mine. The biggest red flag. The mom was I can never pronounce this word. I read it and I know what they mean. Facetious? Not facetious. Fashion, like really careful how she dressed and groomed and those things. Very particular with how she looked. Okay?
Well, that's not.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
They went to a Christmas party that night.
That night.
Had to get up early the next day to catch a flight. Okay?
I didn't follow it that close.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
They go to bed, obviously. they say the alarm didn't go off when it was supposed to, so they're okay. When the cops arrived, after they found her missing and everything, she was wearing the exact same clothes and jewelry that she wore to the Christmas party the night before.
Okay.
Meaning she never went to bed. You see what I mean? That's my theory.
Well, she passed out because she drank too much.
But still, would you wear the same clothes if you were going on a flight to a whatever? You know you would put something else on.
Especially if someone like that. But, I mean, okay.
That's just my theory. That's a red flag. It's all I'm saying. There's something weird there.
That whole thing was too weird.
And then they washed the countertops.
Yeah.
Then they took out, like, shut or something like that, cleaned all the countertops and everything.
And the cops really kind of dropped the ball, didn't
they? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm fascinated by that whole thing. That
JonBenet guy was so weird that he said he did it. And you think, well, then put the cuffs on him. But instead, they give him his first-class ticket.
I still remember that, sitting in first class eating shrimp cocktail. I still remember
probably
that.
Probably on our tax dollars,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever. Birthdays, Jennifer Lopez, 55. Barry Bonds is 60. Boy, talk about a guy that was on his way to a Hall of Fame career and just got greedy. Yeah. He just got greedy. And I'll tell you who I blame a bunch, though, is our boy Bud Selig, when he was commissioner, and he turned a blind eye to these guys that were going from 190 pounds to 250 pounds in a year and going from hitting 20 home runs to hitting 50 home runs, and he just kind of turned a blind eye to it. That's a big black mark, I think, against Bud Selig. I really do.
He didn't stand up
to the union.
Yeah.
Because the union was anti-getting testing and everything like that. Right. Bud should have said, okay, then we're just not going to play baseball. Let's just shut it down, owners. We got it for the good of the game, the national pastime. We need to do something. And he didn't. And all these records now are tainted. These guys aren't getting into the Hall of Fame. It was crazy. And everybody, Bud was just, oh, no, these guys are just eating better. So, Karl Malone, the mailman, 61. Pam Tillis is 67. Is that Mel Tillis' daughter, Pam Tillis?
Yes.
I saw him.
Pam? I mean,
he was here. Mel Tillis was here in Green Bay. Yeah, he was great. Isn't that amazing that that guy stutters and he
terribly? I mean,
and he sings just
beautifully.
Yeah.
Remember his song when I was living in Tucson? This song was big. No one wants to go to Tucson in the summer, but this time the boss chose me.
Okay, I've seen his show 16 times. Yeah. I never heard that song.
You never heard that song?
not like that.
That's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because he had a little Charles Corral thing working. I love going to Montana. I have a beautiful cabin by a trout stream.
Her name is my favorite. Right.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, 73. Michael Richards, wow, 75. His career done, Todd, has been done.
He's kind of coming back a little bit now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Robert Hayes, 77. Is that the Robert Hayes from Airplane?
Yes,
or
sir.
From? Okay.
Airplane? Yeah.
Okay. still one of the great movies.
Oh, yeah. We're at
EAA, and we're talking about great flight
these
movies.
We're talking about
airplane lines.
The people that are these people are serious.
Real serious.
They're engineers and those people that we had from Sling and just different pilots and warplanes. And Johnny and I are up there. Did you guys see airplanes?
Did you see airplane? the Japanese guy got so fed up, he like stabbed himself because he couldn't deal with it anymore. And then, what are you making of this? I can make a pterodactyl.
They're in talking about the evolution of aeronautics. And, then that lady that, who is to be on Leave It to Beaver.
Remember her? They asked that little girl how she liked her coffee.
They're like,
same way I like my men.
They're like,
yeah. All right. Hey, we got a big show. We're going to be talking about something very, very near and dear to my heart. High school officiating.
Yeah.
Trying to get officials. There are games that are canceled because they can't get officials these days. Ben and Dan and Malcor, always fun. Nina Soprano. I can never pronounce her name. Soprano. And I love her. She's one of my favorite people in the world from NBC 26. Stephanie Hummel, City of Green Bay Planning. And Cody Krepline. Talking about a big veterans event. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
they started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a little bit of a blustery Wednesday morning. It's blustery.
It's not
blustery. It's blustery. If you haven't been outside yet, folks, it's blustery.
Blustery is like, that's a winter term. It's not blustery in the summer in July.
It just means windy and chilly. That's what blustery means.
It's not.
You don't have to have snow. You can be blustery in
blustery,
July.
Blustery, though, there's, I would say, I wouldn't use the word blustery till it got like under probably 40.
No, you can have
50, maybe 50.
No, you can have
not at 80. You don't use blustery. At
you
80.
Can wait. Okay, well, okay. Weathermen can use the term blustery and be completely accurate on an 80-degree day.
I don't think
because
so.
It just means that the winds are kind of nasty and you they come up out of nowhere. Cold. But it brings what I'm saying is it brings the temperatures down then because of that. But can still be. You could say it could be. And today it's been kind of blustery, 82 degrees.
They would be laughed
would
off.
No,
the
they
set.
Wouldn't. They would not.
Todd.
Todd?
Blustery
can
in
you call,
July.
Who can we call? Well, Jordan Lemers?
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
It says blustery weather is rough, windy, and often rainy or snowy.
Okay.
With
okay.
the wind often changing in strength or direction.
Exactly.
Right. Well, that's
often.
Two things.
It didn't say always.
It's a very, 7 degrees is blustery? That's nothing.
7 to 10. 10 is blustery.
I think that was a. Okay, I'll let you off because it's...
Who's Channel 5's guy, Todd?
Jordan Lamers.
Can you call Jordan?
I can give him a shot.
Please give Jordan a try.
Would you use the word blustery in July unless you were in the Antarctica?
It would be apropos?
No.
Jim, okay, where's Brittany? Brittany? No, she's in her pop-up. Oh, wake her. Boy, we were thinking about her yesterday driving down to EAA with that. Oh, man, you talk about blustery. It was raining so hard. And you got these little tiny pup tents out in the field.
Under the wings of these man-made airplanes.
Oh, man. People. Yeah.
No. That is not for me.
No.
But 600,000 people were loving it. Or will love it. That was fun, though. The EAA, and I don't know, you're an Italian. We shouldn't have left so early. But that Italian air show was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you see, and now that you guys showed me video of that, it reminded me, it's like, where have I seen this before? When COVID started in Italy, remember it hit Italy really, really hard, like Naples and some of those cities?
That was St. Norbert had a student group over there, and they pulled him, and he took a lot of heat for that. It's like, these kids are over there studying. And
Italy got decimated in some areas.
Yes.
But anyway, I'd never forget this. They did a video where they put the Italian Air Force, the air show, okay, they put it to music of some famous like opera guy singing maybe it was Ave Maria or something as a show of support. Do you remember that? It was amazing.
I think I know the guy you're talking about who sang it, but no, I don't remember that.
I actually have it right here.
Oh.
And that's basically, Jim, what we saw is exactly what John is talking
about.
Can
you play it with the music by any chance, Todd?
Yeah, let me see.
Who was that guy? He just did a concert.
Pavarotti?
No, Pavarotti's dead.
Oh.
Okay, this one doesn't have music behind it. It's just the actual video.
Anyway, that was cool. So why did they do that?
Just to show a support. And all the Italians went out on their, balconies in the cities, and these planes flew by and did this whole thing. Here's this.
Yeah, that's cool. Does that make you hungry for pasta?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool, Todd? Yeah.
And man, I mean, it looks just like the video we were showing in the studio earlier. Exactly.
That's where it's like, where have I seen this before? And that's what it was from.
Nick, that song is just ready to kind of
really cool
there.
Yeah, you got to take a look at that later.
All right.
When you get a chance.
But anyway, that was cool. I like those air shows, but Man, and now I know it looks a lot closer when you're on the ground, but look, the Blue Angels, isn't that like 18, 19 inches or something? And it's unbelievable.
Apart from each other?
Yeah. That speed, and then they flip over. And anyway, but that was, yeah, that was very cool. I'm going to go to the air show. They have two a day today, right? I want to go to the night show that with that drone.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. The drone show, they said, is just amazing.
I'm going to try and do that.
I'd love to try that sometime.
Maybe tomorrow.
Do you have a drone?
Huh?
Do you have a drone?
No, I don't. No. We...
Does anybody have a drone I can borrow?
I think the city's got some.
I'd like to, when I go to the deer camp next time, I want to just shoot all around there, like, you know, yeah, see what it looks like from up above.
Right. Yeah, that's...
You are supposed to have a license for that, but maybe up there.
No.
No. Up there, you're fine.
Listen to Jim.
Don't follow the... Everybody up there is just waiting for old Jed to become a millionaire, so, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's very hillbilly living.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it means.
You don't know that.
That's true. I've never been there. You know what? My
you can make a
basis,
blanket statement on the UP by saying, like, that's unbelievable.
My basis for that information comes from you.
Comes from me? What do you mean?
The way you talk, but there's no electricity, no plumbing.
Why do you say there's no electricity, no plumbing?
Because the last time you went up there.
The water pump broke. Water pumps do wear out.
Okay, then you usually fix it.
Then they got fixed.
You said it was a period of time.
Yes, because I couldn't get the parts. Little thing called supply chain these days. Right. You try finding a part for a water pump.
And then you couldn't, there's something about you have to get a whole bunch of groceries because you can't get out of the...
Well, no, if I stayed there in the winter.
Right.
You'd want to hunker down because it's pretty tough.
Okay.
It's way back in the woods.
And that has nothing to do with the Beverly Hillbillies?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
I mean, we got cable TV.
You do?
We got everything.
You got a big dish up there?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet you do.
We do.
Yeah. So no plumbing, but you got the big dish.
I will
on
say
top.
This. There are certain towns. Well, who was I talking to about this the other day? Somebody from the UP. For some reason, there are certain towns where you just want to say, okay, clean it up. There's some of these little towns, I swear, 75% of the yards you go past will have an abandoned, broken down car, like up on blocks with the hood open in the backyard. And it's, you know what I mean? And it's like, really? You can get that thing running, huh? Oh, yeah. My old 72, you know, Oldsmobile. Get her going. There are certain towns that are just like that.
And okay, I will just tell you, Johnny, just in a sentence, that the government, the city council, they have to put some rules in place. You can't park your car in a front yard in Green Bay. You can't do wrenching on your car. Those are policies, and they're put in place to keep the city looking clean, and they don't have those. I know those cities you're talking about, because sometimes we drive up, you know.
You can't work on your car in your driveway?
In your driveway, but not on the front lawn. You can't have it up on blocks, and you can't leave it there either.
What about the backyard?
Yeah, I don't know about the backyard.
I will say this. When I was in Tucson, I actually had a neighbor call the cops on me. It's my old 1970 Chevy with a smashed-in back panel that I knew I was going to someday get started. It sat there for 2 years next to my carport. And they called the cops on me.
Wow. Yeah, I think, I don't know, your garage doors have to close. What? So
I guess I'm not moving here. too many rules. Too many rules.
I don't know about that.
I didn't know that was a law in Green Bay. You can't work on your car in your yard. I mean, why not in the back? What's the difference between on the driveway or the...
I'm not saying the driveway. I'm saying the front lawn. You can't park on the front lawn. And some of those places you're talking about, they're on the front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple little towns in the UP I know right off the top of my head.
Well, they're in Wisconsin, like too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
But anyway, this, clean cities.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes.
That's important.
A lot of stuff going on around here, as we mentioned, EAA going on. Why are you doing this to me, Todd?
This is honoring.
Not for you. This is for Jim.
Okay.
For the cars on the front lines.
Yeah.
This is Nugani's new theme song. I love it.
That's terrible. First of all, it's not Nugani.
Right.
Okay. Salon Dion.
All I'm saying.
Frank Hermes.
Mike Holmgren.
Holmgren. Yeah.
Make all the fun you want.
We will.
At least I.
Let's get. We got a lot to talk about today.
At least I have indoor plumbing.
Oh, my gosh. I have no problems with our houses.
God, John.
I'm just saying.
All right.
We got to start a break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
There's a lot to be excited about at North Central Technical College as they have a brand new meat lab housing the school's new pasture-to-plate butchery program. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and culinary instructor Chef Brock Decker says that this unique program offers hands-on experience and industry-standard training, preparing graduates for successful careers in the meat industry.
The student generally comes in for a six-hour lab period, and whether that period includes being off of campus in on the farm, all the way then back to the campus itself. Sometimes a little bit of that is book learning. We have to understand what safe food safety is, right? And how we, what temperatures we can handle our meat at, those kinds of things. What kinds of safety precautions we have to take. But that's why we have a huge cold lab in place right now. So after the student learns the facts of the matter, they get to then go into the cold lab and they spend 6 hours breaking down animals. It's a heck of an experience, and it's very closely models what they would be doing in industry.
I'll have more agribusiness news right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The National FFA Organization has announced the 16 finalists for its 2024 Top Achievement Awards: the American Star Farmer, American Star in Agribusiness, American Star in Agricultural Placement, and American Star in Agriscience. And Ethan Lulich from the Mawson FFA chapter is one of four finalists in the American Star in Agricultural Placement category. Lulich won the Wisconsin Star in Agricultural Placement in 2023. His supervised agricultural experience consists of working on his family's business, Lulich Landscaping, LLC. You can learn more about him as well as find all of the finalists and other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as we'll deliver five stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. High of 76 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. By Friday, sunshine, 83. It's going to get a lot warmer and a lot more humid by the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a, I'm going to say it, blustery Wednesday morning. Brewers taking on the Cubbies against yes. 12:45 WISS. We possibly have some tickets to give away, don't we, Todd?
We do. Game coming up on Sunday, in fact.
World's Worst Trivia. What do you got there, Mayor, for some of your World's Worst
this
Trivia?
Is, no, today is... No? Okay. No, here you guys. Let's try something different.
Okay. Once again, we got a great lineup today. Brian Mills and Tim Marquardt coming to talk about high school officiating and the crisis and trying to get enough people to officiate high school sporting events. Bet Indiana, Malcor, Bay Area Realty. They are always fun and informative. Nina Sperano, NBC 26, the neighborhood focus. She's awesome. Half Italian, half Lebanese.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Stephanie Hummel, City of Green Bay Planning. What's Stephanie planning on doing?
They... every, I don't know, 20 years or so, they put together a comprehensive master plan for the city.
Oh.
And they're doing these input sessions.
Okay.
And you, people come from the neighborhoods, business people, and I don't, they must have 10 of them lined up. And then you go say, oh, I think we should do this. And, you know, we need a space needle, or we need this on the water, or we need this or that.
All
or
right.
college downtown, or, you know, and they, and.
You know what I think they should have right behind us?
Ignores it all.
Okay. Well, you know what I think they should have right behind us? Something that they used to have in Detroit that was really, really popular. Speedboat races on the Detroit River. Have it speedboat races on the Fox River.
Yeah, a little tricky because we have a working river here.
Well, shut her down for a day.
Oh, no.
One day?
That's like shutting down a rail.
Like a Sunday?
It's kind of like shutting down a street for nothing. You know
well,
I mean?
Streets. Good point. Own the streets. We don't. Oh, that waterway is international commerce. Those guys,
well, how does Detroit do it?
I don't know. I don't know the river you're talking about.
Detroit River. The Detroit River.
I don't know how they, we'd have to call
them. It's a little thing that separates the United States and Canada.
Yeah. There's a restaurant there I've been to. It was awesome. Expensive though.
Did you pay or was it on the, turning your receipts, turning your expenses? Which one was it?
Actually.
Was it by the Renaissance, Center?
No.
No? All right.
No, it was right in the water. And anyway, Kwame said, you got to go there. My buddy runs a place. And we went there. And I'm not kidding you, John. I went with Donna and our three kids, and it was, I don't know, $400.
Wow, that is expensive.
Yeah.
I will say that's expensive.
Woo.
And I said,
wow, wow.
And, you know, I think Laura was probably eight. You know, she eats like a bird. I'm like, and it was a buffet, but it was unbelievable, you know, lobster, and just, you just couldn't. And I had no idea that it was $100 per adult or $150 per adult and then $75 per kid or something. Whatever. So I said to the guy, I just could be honest with you. I wasn't expecting it to be this much. I said, you know, Kwame sent me here. Oh, you know, Kwame, I guess, okay, I'll take care of it.
Was that the mayor?
Why?
Kwame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
I wasn't asking
how
for
Detroit
that.
How Detroit operates.
Yeah. I wasn't asking for that. I'm not kidding you, John.
You wonder why the
city
was broke.
I thought the guy was going to say, look, you know, your kids, they didn't eat anything. I was like, wow. I mean, that. I'm not kidding you. I was not expecting. I just said to him, wow, you know, Kwame sent me here. You know, Kwame, yeah. So I went to the game with him yesterday because it was the Packers played the Lions. And the guy just looked at it and looked at it, he goes, I got it.
Sure,
awesome?
You would have done the same in Green Bay at the Golden Basket.
But I was very grateful for
okay.
that. Because anyway,
good for
okay.
You.
So,
but
hey,
you know, didn't Dom? Remember we're talking with Dom? He took his mom for Mother's Day to Kohler. Didn't that end up being around $300?
Yeah, that right? I mean, this was 15 years, 12 years ago. But you know, going out to eat's expensive.
Oh man, I'll tell you what. Having my granddaughters this past week on the road, and you're stopping. It's like,
wow.
Yeah,
I know.
There's no such thing as kids' meals anymore, huh?
Yeah.
Like cheaper under the age of so and so.
No, and food's expensive too.
Man, was it expensive?
But
a little cafe in Stevenson, Michigan. Nice little Pinewood cafe type thing. You know the whole thing, and. $72, I think, for lunch.
Yikes.
Two adults and three kids. And it's like, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I work at the new community shelter, and we serve dinner every night at 5 p.m. And you've been there. Todd's been there. You know, 365 days a year, you know, rain, sleet, snow, Christmas, New Year's.
Blustery.
When it's blustery in the winter months, at 5 o'clock. And we have residents who live there, and then we also open it up to the community. And our increase in the community is, like, I think two nights ago we served 191 people. And it's only 60, 70 from our residents. So I think people, think about if you didn't have to pay for dinner every night. It's hundreds of dollars a month.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, and anyway, I think one of the reasons we're getting so many people, they're not really homeless, the community that comes in, but they're on extremely tight budgets. And one way to save it is to have someone else buy your
food.
And I think
this.
It's great. And they're very grateful. And we're grateful they're there.
I will say this. Wedding receptions back in the day in my hometown. They would, the mom and dad would be invited. And they would, for the dinner part, they'd have like four kids with them to eat for free and then send them home. Well, there are numerous times that would happen.
That is.
You ever crash?
Go ahead. Start the music again for Jed Clampett. Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Two people would be invited to the wedding. They'd bring the kids so the kids could eat for free. Yes. That's called a homeless shelter.
Call it whatever you like. I'm just being honest.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you ever crash a wedding of reception that you weren't invited to and you went there to drink free beer?
I've crashed wedding when we were trying to find a band. You know, and I would go and, but they were okay with that. No, I didn't drink free beer. I wouldn't do that. Don't tell me you did that. You did that. Okay. Wow.
Well, if I kind of sort of knew the person, I knew a guy. This is not like there are people. I know a guy. In fact, I'm never going to say who it is because he's a relative. But they had a box that they would wrap, and they'd have like something heavy in it, like, and they would walk in with the wrapped box.
Oh my god!
Is it true? That's the honest to god truth.
There you go. Totally get that music queued up, John. How could you even tell? Oh god, that's okay.
They kept the box in their trunk.
Right. Yeah. I can just see the piece of straw in their mouth. Okay, let's go, kids. Wow.
My friends or family members, whatever they may be in this case, can't say they're the only ones to do it.
They're the only ones I know of that would do it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got tickets to give away for the Brewers. Hey, that's a noon game, too. Like I told you, I went this year to a noon game. It was great. Okay. So today is Tell an Old Joke Day. This joke.
Did you ever go to a swingers party?
Joke into John. Okay.
It's a new contest called.
I think I told this story. The guy who was with me is probably listening because he was a cop. And we're in Mexico on one of our trips, radio station trips. Mm-hmm. And we were walking on the beach and it said swingers social, 2 o'clock patio. So we're like, I wonder what that's really like.
2 o'clock a.m.?
No, in the afternoon. Okay. So it's like, I just walked through. Is that this resort? Yeah. So we do. What we hadn't realized is that a branch was hanging down and said, seniors, swingers. we get hit on walking through that corridor.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Some guy over in the corner selling Viagra. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, all right. If my buddy's listening who's on that trip with me, text me. So anyway, go ahead.
All right. All right. We're going to give away these tickets. How many? Two?
So I've got six tickets and we've only got a few minutes. So I'm thinking we could do a group giveaway if you want to choose like the best old joke.
I kind of liked it the way we did it the other day, Todd. We're two for sure. And the most four. So then we'd at least have two winners for sure.
Right, yeah. We could do that.
Okay, yeah. This is from 429 BC.
Okay.
Is this a joke?
It's kind of a riddle. Oh. And if whoever guesses it,
world's worst contest.
So you download the Civic Media app and just hit the text button and text in your answer to this riddle. This is 429 before Christ.
Okay.
That's old, Johnny. Okay, here's the question.
Okay, let me ask you something.
What animal?
No, I got to ask you a question first, Mr. Theologist.
When Christ was
5 years old, what was it called?
What do you mean?
When he was like five, did they say, well, now the year
no,
is...
No, that got all recalculated after his death. No, that's not.
All right.
Your son would know that. Ask him. Okay, what animal walks on 4 feet in the morning? Now, this is 429 BC, mind you. Two at noon, and 3 in the evening. What? You want me to repeat that, Johnny?
Yeah.
You looked a little dazed. Okay. What animal walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 at noon, and 3 at evening? This is 429 BC. So
they had riddles in 429 BC.
Yeah, this one made the top 10.
Okay, that's the question out there.
Yeah. What walks on 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs at noon, and 3 legs in the evening?
Yes, that would be
close. It's an animal.
Well, yes.
It's a living species.
It's a living species. Let's just say that. It's a living species. That's what we'll say, a living species.
Okay, I've got a text.
Oh, what does it say?
Man.
That's correct. Right.
Wow. Yes. How does that work?
He goes on all fours as a baby, which would be the morning, 2 feet as a man, which is through life, and uses a cane in an old age, would be the evening.
Okay.
That's the riddle.
Got it.
429 BC.
Yeah, those guys were sharp.
Make sure and get that name so we can get them tickets.
Who won that? That's
Nob,
actually...
you want tickets? My man, Nob.
Wow.
Nobby. Let us know, Nobby.
Yeah. We'll see what he wants. I'll find something better.
You have another one?
Some of these are a little.
You kind of threw me off when you said animal.
Well, that's why.
Man's not an animal.
Well, it says animal in the joke.
All right, okay.
So this is, again, 429 BC.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you could go back to 429 BC right now.
Well, you're close in Nagani.
All right.
Okay. Some of these aren't as clean. All right. We'll. We're 429 BC. These guys were in the gutter a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they got it on.
All right. Well,
is that when Caligula was doing his thing? When was that? Caligula. Is that his name?
Caligula?
Yeah. Is that about that time?
What are you talking about?
Caligula, the Roman Empire?
Caligula.
The Emperor.
Caligula.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, John, I don't know.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The world's worst trivia contest ever hosted by a radio station in the history of radio. From the days of Tesla and Marconi, they always thought to themselves, what a wonderful, wonderful forum we're getting to spread information, entertainment, enlighten people, make them laugh, or make them turn off their radios. That's where we're at right now.
No, we're going to find...
We got a great joke. You want to try with this one?
Yeah.
This is from William in Green Bay.
Okay.
William in Green Bay. How does the hamburger introduce his girlfriend? How does the hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
Jim? Mrs. Patty?
Close.
That's kind of funny.
Meat Patty.
Meat Patty.
Meat Patty.
Yo,
all
hey.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Hey. Nice job, William.
Give me one for that.
There you go.
Boy, William, give me one for that. You know, any more there, Jim? Any more of these really good ones?
Okay. Do you know who bought McDonald's?
Ray Kroc?
Yeah.
it was a pretty good movie.
That's a riddle?
No, it's not.
Todd, 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago. I got stuff.
But then all of a sudden, you're here.
I'm like, I'll go get my Jeopardy. No. I got stuff. I got this.
Okay. A 20th century leader. Affectionately known as Madiba.
20th century leader known as Madiba?
Affectionately.
Madiba.
M-A-D-I-B-A. Madiba.
Madiba.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay. I heard Madiba.
All right.
A 20th century leader. Okay, so you would know. Do you know, Johnny?
Mussolini?
No.
Okay.
So you want a multiple guess?
Yeah.
All right. Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
John Kennedy. Charles de Gaulle.
I'm going with Mandela.
Todd?
No idea.
Johnny's right. You want to go to the game? No. All right. When we come back after our break, I will have...
No, you won't.
I'll work on
this.
Yeah,
I don't think you
will.
I'll
work on this. I got my coffee. You will,
but I don't think it's really going to happen. I just don't. We got Brewer tickets to give away.
When we come back, you know, guys, get your trivia hats on.
No, let's reverse it. Whoever comes up with the best trivia question that we can use, they win. How's that, Todd?
Yeah, okay.
Deal. Put this one aside. This show's actually going to get better in a little while, folks.
I've been demoted.
If you have stayed here this long, just stay a little longer, I promise. back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis.
Paul Simon's still doing his thing, Todd?
He certainly is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never liked Garfunkel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I always thought Paul Simon was kind of okay.
Paul's the best.
Yeah.
Garfunkel was a little weird.
Yeah, right?
He was here.
Oh, was it at the Carlton?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, and he stayed at the Embassy Suites. And you know those, he would just stand in front of his window nude.
No.
Yeah. No, come on.
You can't throw an accusation like that.
The cop told me. He goes, that guy's weird. Keep an eye on him. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. That was a long time ago. 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Well, get the tape on that one.
Yeah, let's rewind that one.
Maybe he forgot to close the curtains and he was getting out of the shower.
Oh,
getting dressed.
Okay.
You know
maybe
what I mean?
That's right.
Sure. Somebody that could, but yeah.
I was in a hotel one time on the road and I came out of the shower, walked, and there was a guy in my window. They were washing the windows up on those. The job that I would never have that job. Your family's going to starve or you're going to be up 14 stories washing windows. So, well, I couldn't. But that was when somebody's standing outside your window 14 stories up.
Yeah, that would
washing your windows.
Weird.
Yes.
When you walked out of the shower.
Yes.
Did he maintain his composure?
No, he fell to his death. where was Frank Lloyd Wright born in Wisconsin? I know it was down by Madison.
Yeah, that's
right?
Where's
Baraboo?
No. What's that area called where
Kittle Moraine.
No.
Not Taliesin.
Yes.
No.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, that's what they named it. I would say.
But that's not where he was born. He built there. He built a house there.
Antigo.
No, it's not from Antigo.
We actually have stations in this city.
Wausau.
Nope.
Point.
Nope.
Oh. Because I think he was related. Duke Wright.
Platteville.
Our old owner, our old boss, Todd.
Yes, that's correct.
And he was from like Antigo Wausau area.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
Was Platteville correct?
No.
Oh.
It's a two-word answer.
New London.
Nope.
New
Lisbon.
New Ghani.
Oh, no, that was Jed Clampett. Sorry. Can't have two famous people out of there.
I don't know. You got me.
I don't know either.
Richland Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have a thing there.
Yeah,
I went turkey hunting there one time. Mm-hmm. Went turkey hunting there with Brian Noble and Tony Bennett, the football player.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Really great time.
Turkey hunting.
Yes.
Isn't that like difficult hunting? Like you have to get the calls and all that.
Yeah. And you can't move. They will see the slightest movement anywhere, anytime, and they'll take off. So you got to be amazingly camouflaged. That's the big thing. Yeah.
We used to go duck hunting, but that was pretty chill. We just sit in those duck blinds and drink and talk. I mean, we didn't have to be real super quiet.
You didn't drink while you were carrying shotguns, I hope.
No, of course not.
Because we never, coffee. I swear to God, we didn't do that.
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not just kidding. It was early in the morning, too.
I can't picture you as a duck hunter.
Yeah.
I can't picture you as a duck hunter.
That's,
Yeah. What do you got there? Kind of a secret note. cookies from Carla because she loves Mino and the mayor.
Just want to say thanks to her for dropping
thank
those.
You, Carla. Thank you, Carla. Yeah.
Those are awesome cookies, too.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
We were eating them and didn't see the note. Todd just brought it in. You guys, why don't you say
didn't
something
have time to read
that?
The note, Carla. Thank you very much. Very nice of you. Yes. Very, very nice of you.
Just what Johnny needs. Anyway, so Richland Center.
Why, right. why did you say that? Why did you say that?
I tried to get...
Why do you say that?
We don't need... Okay, I'll say, John, cookies, $5.50.
Todd, who'd you say was more obese, me or him?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
What?
Not even close.
You?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
You don't think you're heavier than me?
I know I'm not heavier than
well,
you.
Well, height to weight ratio, though?
Oh, pounds per inch?
Yes. Pounds per square inch, PSI.
Which is how we measure that.
Too bad there wasn't like you do that, like a little valve and just put things, oh boy, PSI is 23 today.
Well, that would be 2.3. That'd be close, right?
No. You'd be 3.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, 3 times.
I bet your BMI 16. Is 3.
Well, that's your talk. BMI is like a percent, so it's how much of your body weight.
Body
is
mass
fat.
Index.
Right. And that's
the BMI. That's
not
how they test.
3. Are you kidding? 3, I'd be playing for the Packers. 3 is 3. No, it's like 30 is
all right.
Obese.
Okay. Well, 3 is 3. 3 on a tail of 1 to scan. 1 to 10. Oh, it's the same as 30%.
I have a calculator if you guys want to give me your height and your weight.
No, okay. I don't want to do that.
Why?
Because I'm not done with my program yet. I'm working on it. I'm going to work out today. And no, no. I'll set a goal as what it's going to be in...
But we want to find out. I mean, somebody brought up...
No, no. We're going to do
this
differently.
I'll bet you my BMI is lower than yours.
When?
Now.
No, I don't want to bet
Why?
It now. Because I don't want to do it now.
Why don't you want to do it now?
Because there may be, I'm not as confident as I will be in October 1st.
But you were saying right now.
Right this moment.
That John has a higher BMI than you do.
You
so
said
we
want
to figure this out. So I'm going to come in there. I'll give you a piece of
play.
Paper.
No, write I'm not
down,
playing.
Write down your height and weight and your height and weight. And then I'll run it through the calculator.
All right.
You're going to lie about your weight.
No, I'm not. I swear I won't lie. I swear I won't lie. I write down my weight every day on my calendar. I could run upstairs right now and grab that and show it to you. Give me a pen. Give me a pen. Give me a pen.
Let's see here.
Give me a pen. All right. Write yours down.
What am I writing down?
Your height and your weight. All right. Here we go. Todd, you're going to look it all up then?
Yep.
Excellent. He's going to lie, Todd. You know he's going to lie.
No, that's very accurate.
People, for people that see us and know us, who do you think? Texas, who do you think,
God,
people?
Oh, God, John. That,
what?
Don't do that to yourself.
Quick poll, people. Who do you think has the higher BMI? I think people are going to say you. Because I carry it better.
Okay. All right. Now, that's different. That's different. You do carry it better, but it's still higher.
No. All right. We'll see. Todd's going to look this up for
us. We're real close here, guys.
Yeah, hang on. Hang in there, folks. Here we go.
Oh, I'm not even lying about this. You guys are, your BMI, both of you, 33.7.
Wow, exactly?
Both of you.
That's amazing.
And what is obese?
21?
No.
Obesity is 25 to 29.
All right. Yeah. Well, at least we qualify.
We are, what's that called, grossly obese?
You might be in that category.
No, we qualify.
So, Carla, thanks for the cookies.
Yeah.
33.7, both of you.
Wow.
Okay, so that's
amazing.
Fair. That's fair.
That's incredible.
Let's get a bet.
Okay.
Who's going to be at? No, let's have a race. Who's going to be at 25 the fastest? You
well,
do that?
25 could be 2 years from now. I mean, that could be alive.
I was going to say we won't be on the air. We're not going to be alive. That hurts. Okay, we'll come up with a contest during the break.
All right.
This is a good one.
Somebody help us out on that. We're going to set our quick break. We come back. We talk high school officiating. Ben and Dana Malcor, Nina Sperano, Cody Krepwine, Stephanie Hummel. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Wednesday for a special hump day edition of the Devils and we'll preview Joe Biden's speech to the nation and we'll host Angela Lang, Tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.